Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We are up to Sif Ches, the third line on page Kuf Tezayin, which is the page following 230. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Totol min atzad l'tzorech dover hamutter mutter. Like we've seen already many times, that moving mukza through another item, which is totol min atzad, if it is l'tzorech a dover hamutter, so then it's permissible. Hilkal, therefore, tznon shetaman ba'aretz, if you have a radish that is buried in the ground, umiktas olav megulin, and some of the leaves are revealed above the ground, velo hishrish, it did not yet take root, vegamlo niskavin lezria, also your intention of putting it in the ground was not for planting, so notlo, you can take it by pulling it out through its leaves, viafa pisha benetiloso mazes ofar mimekomo. Even though by pulling out the leaves and the radish coming out from the ground, it's moving away the dirt from its place, that's mukta. Viafa pisha hosef mechamas lachos hakarka mutter. And even though from the moisture of the ground, the radish has gotten larger, it is still permissible. So again, since it did not take root, and therefore there's no problem of real tlisha, you're just pulling it out from within the dirt, which is mukta, and the mukta is being moved through the radish, and your purpose is not really for the mukta, your purpose is really for the radish. That is an example of total min atzad l'tzorech dover hamutter, which is mutter. Again, you're moving the mukta dirt through the dover shel heter, which is the radish, but your ultimate goal is the dover mutter, which is the radish, and therefore it's permissible. Says the Ramah, v'afilu hinichol shomi b'odyom liyo shom kol haShabbos, even if you place the radish there from before Shabbos, having in mind to be there the entire Shabbos, de'ein ba'acholim mishum basis ha'davar ha'aser. So you might have thought, now that the ground, the earth is on top of the radish becomes a basis to the mukta dirt, and it's a basis ha'davar ha'aser. So zok the Ramah, it's not the case, because we don't say by food that it's considered a basis ha'davar ha'aser, and that's not a problem. Then the Mechaber continues and tells us, a total begufo, moving mukta with one's body, afilu tzorech dover ha'asr mutter, even if it is for the purposes of the mukta item is mutter. So we see over here that a case of total begufo is more lenient than total minatzad. We'll see why later. But total minatzad, again, is moving mukta through another item. That's only mutter for the tzorech dover ha'mutter. But when it comes to total begufo, that's mutter, even if it is l'tzorech dover ha'aser. Hilkach, therefore, kasha al ha'mita, if there's straw that's on a bed, the stomo mukta lahasoka, the stam straw, we assume, is mukta, it's set aside for being used as firewood. Minano begufo, you can move it over with your body. V'hiniach olav mibodyom karo keses, and if you place on top of the straw that's on the bed from before Shabbos a pillow or a cushion, so that shows that you're going to use it and you're designating them for use, so then they're not mukta at all. Menano afilu biyado, then you can move the straw even with your hands. Sharei hechino mibodyom lishkav olav, because that's considered that you prepared it from before Shabbos to sleep on it. The Ramah says v'chenim choshav lishkav olav, even if you didn't do a maisa to show that you're going to be sleeping on it, you just thought about it, that also is enough to take it out of the category of mukta. So again, to summarize the Mechaber in Sif Ches, he gives two different examples, but the basic idea is that tiltul minatzad l'tzorech dover ha'mutter is mutter, and tiltul begufo, even l'tzorech dover ha'aser, is going to be mutter. The two examples are the tiltul minatzad case is the radish that is under some dirt that is mukta. You can pull out the radish, even though the mukta dirt is moving, but your goal is the radish. Therefore, it's considered l'tzorech dover ha'mutter, and it's mutter. And a tiltul begufo is, if you have some straw on a bed, assuming the straw is mukta, afal pike, moving it around with your body is okay. That is tiltul begufo, even if it is l'tzorech dover ha'aser, that is permissible. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Chafei, umiktas olav megulin, you have the radish that's buried in the ground, and some of the leaves are revealed, the ilo hayu ha'olin megulin klal, if the leaves were not revealed at all, hare bal korcho mezes ofar biyadayim va'aser, then against your will you have to move some dirt with your hands, it's going to be aser. The only way you have access to the radish, to the leaves that are above the ground, if the leaves were below the ground as well, you would have to move away the dirt with your hands, and that would be aser. V'afilu em yirtze litchov machat o kosh derech ha'ofar batznom v'litlo, and even if you would want to pierce through the dirt with a needle or with a spindle in order to spear into the radish to pull it out. So says the Mishabura, Even if you want to do that, kamo b'siv tes, gam kein aser, like we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next sif, even that is going to be aser. Denire ka'osa guma, because it appears that you're making a hole. V'yesh mekilen ayidei tchilvas machat v'kosh, there are those who are lenient, that if you would stick a needle through the dirt to the radish and pull it out that way, some do say it would be permissible. Sif katan chavav, we said another t'nai was, v'lo hishrish, it didn't take root yet. D'i hishrish, because if the radish took root in the ground, afilu imhoya gam gufat snon megulin, then even if the actual body of the radish was revealed milamala from above the ground, gamkein aser lahaziza mimikoma mishum tolish, it would still be aser to move it from its place because of tlisha. So it has to be that it didn't take root. Sif katan chav zayin vigam lo, we said in the mechaber, it also was that your kavana was not for zriya. Tim hayon niskavin lazriya, because if you intended for it to actually be planted, afshelo hishrish aser, even if it didn't take root yet, it would still be aser. Kevan shemitchila hayo rotze b'hashrishashon, since from the beginning your kavana was that it should take root. Utmunim b'karka kederach hazriya, and it's buried in the ground like the way you normally do for planting, and therefore that would be a problem. Why would that be a problem? If your kavana was for zriya, but if it l'maisa didn't take root, why would that be a problem? So if you look at note 27, he points out, b'tam adover b'yola kamana, Mishavur explains later, the reason is, shekevan shem tmunim b'karka k'shar zroim, since they would be buried in the ground like other seeds, v'hiskavin l'zorom, and your intention was to plant them, gazru chachomim shelo yotziem, chachomim et exeri, you should not pull them out, shema yovo l'tol shem af l'acha, because then we're worried you might detach them even after they already took root. So if your kavana was for planting, even though be'etzem there shouldn't be a problem right now if it didn't take root, but there we say gzera, that if you pull it out when you intended it for planting and it's under the ground, so you might pull it out after it already takes root. Continues the Mishabura v'ayim b'magen Avram shehiksha al zeh. Look in the Magen Avram, who asks on this, Mehod the Kaimel on the Gemara, for that which we passed in the Gemara, V'huva le'el b'simen shenyut sebeiz, and we had it earlier in Simen shenyut sebeiz, D'chitin shezron bekarka, that wheat that you planted into the ground, v'adayin lo ishrishu, and it didn't take root yet, d'mutter le'laktanu lo'achlan, you're allowed to pull them out, and you're allowed to eat them. We said over here that if something was planted, and your intention was for the planting, even if it didn't take root, it's going to be aser, but there we say it's mutter. That is the Magen Avraham's question. You should not leave still from the psak of the mechaber that we're machmir, that if you planted it, that you can't move it. Because that's how it's brought down in various rishonim, harokel, v'haramban, b'chidushav, v'hami'iri, v'ahidu le'el teretz ha'mi'iri, the case above of the wheat, the mi'iri explains, the mari kishalo hayu hazroim adayim b'chusim b'offer. Even though your intention there was for planting it, but lemaisa, the seeds were not yet fully covered with the dirt, and therefore it's lenient over there. So it could be if your kavana is for zriya, it's fully covered, like the mechaber over says over here, then it would be aser. The case earlier, zokta meiri, that the mechaber says, the meiri is not the sas in the mechaber, but that case earlier, the meiri explains that when the wheat is already in the ground and you intended it for planting, it's going to be okay because it's not fully covered by the dirt. Sivkoton chof ches. The mechaber then said that if the niktas olivar megula and it was lo hishrish and lo niskavin lezria, you could take it, even though by taking it you're moving the dirt from its place. Rotzalomer means to say the mikomokom rak toto meratzadu. Even though you're pulling out the radish and the dirt is moving, that is toto meratzad. V'kavanoso hu b'shvil lekiyachas atzdon, and your intention is for the taking of the radish to hu davar hamutter. So that's a classic case of Tiltu minatzad l'tzorot av ramutter. Kosu ha'achronim v'achronim raita. Heter d'lokichas atznon mi'ha'oretz mari kishetmunim basada. This case, where we're saying it's mutter to pull out the stone that's in the ground, that's dafka if it's out in the field. D'i babayis osser, because if it would be in a house, it would be osser. Shema yavo l'hashvos acharka chagumo shebekar k'habay shenas al yidei zeh. If it would be in a house, we're concerned you want to have a smooth floor, so after you're going to pull out the radish from the ground, we're worried you might go fill in the holes in the house. In the field, we're not worried about it. You don't care so much how smooth it is. In the house, you're more worried. So the Achronim write that this whole heter would only be out in the field where there's no concern of Ashvuye Gumos. The Ach, Imheim Tmunim Bechol V'ofar Shemunochu Mekeren Zavis. But if it is in the house, where we just said it's a concern that you might smooth out the holes, if, however, the radish is buried in sand or dirt that is placed in a corner. V'ichnisan lasos botrachav, and this dirt or sand was brought in by you to service your needs on Shabbos. Mutar lotzi, and then you would be allowed to pull out the radish. V'afilu ha'yom magula klal milamala, even if it was not revealed at all on top, because as we learned earlier, this dirt or this sand is not muksa, because you brought it in for a purpose, you designated it for use, and therefore it's not muksa, so you can clear it away and pull out the radish, and we're not worried in that case of ashwi egumos. U'kamoshen is bar la'el b'simin shin ches sif lamed ches, v'al zeh ramaz b'hagod b'sif tes, and this the ramaz meramis to in the next sif. U'kein zeh isa b'gemara gamkein gabe amudim shal oreg. And similar to this idea, the chiluk between what's out in the field and in the house, there's a concern of ashvui egumos in the house, is also brought in the Gemara by the pillars of a weaver, shayutkuim bakarka habayis, that they were stuck into the ground of the house, sha'asu l'taltalim in mekomon, you're not allowed to move them from their place on Shabbos, shema yavo l'hashvos agumos acharkach, the concern is, you might come in to even out the holes, to fill in the holes afterwards, which is aser. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Koton Chavtes, so we said in the Ramah that this is mutter even if you place this there, maybe odyom, having a mind to be there the whole Shabbos, because food does not become a basis. Rotzalomer means to say the afdu ba'alma im hiniyat var muktal eze kli adashi yishar shom kol haShabbos, even though in general, if you place something that is muksa on a kli, having a mind it should be there the whole Shabbos, the kuli alma nasa kli gufa gamke muktza mitam basis adavar aser. According to everyone, if you had a mind that should be there the whole Shabbos, that kli that has the muksa on top of it becomes the basis adavar Asra, and it itself becomes mukta. The kanal b'simin shintes if that, like we saw earlier in simin shintes, mikomakom hocha lo nasa atznon basis lo ha'ofer shal gabu. Over here in our case, the tznon does not become a basis because of the dirt that's on top of it. Mitam de ein ba'acholim, because like we said in the Ramah, food is not considered a basis. For atzalomer, it means to say, the ba'acholin elu lo shayach basis. By this case of the food, it's not shayach to discuss the basis. The halo lo haisa kavanoso b'hatmana shiya ha'uchel mishamish la'ofer. Your intention of putting the radish under the dirt is not so that the radish can service the dirt. The opposite was your intention. You want the dirt that's on top to be mishamish, to be serving the ochel underneath it, and therefore it's not a basis. The same thing is true if you have fruit that are buried in straw, like we'll see later. Even if you had in mind that the fruit should remain there the whole Shabbos, for that same reason that we just mentioned, the fruit would not become a basis to the tevin that is on top of them. Sifkatan Lama, the next case in the Mechaber was Tiltul Begufo Afilu Tzar Davar Ha'asr is Mutter. Says the Mishabura Perish, She'eno Nogea Biyado. Tiltul Begufo means that you don't touch the muksa with your hands. Ki'im Begufo, only with your body. O Bishar Evarov, or with other limbs. Mikilinan Bo Yoser Mishar Tiltul Menatzad. These cases are more lenient than other cases of Tiltul Menatzad. V'alkein Mutter Afilu Lutzarach Davar Ha'aser. And therefore, Tiltul Begufo is Mutter, even if it is Lutzarach Davar Ha'aser. We'll explain why shortly in note number 32, but let's first finish the Mishaburas. Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, the example the Mechaber gave was kash that's on a mita, that stoma is mukta lahasaka. Hainu b'mekomo shemasikin b'kash. It's only stoma for hasaka in places where they use kash for firewood. Avo b'mekomo seinu, but in our places, stoma omed l'machal behema ulushchiva. The stam kash is omed to feed to your animals or for sleeping on. Umutr l'nano afilu biyodo. It's not mukta, and you'll be allowed to move it even with your hand. Vidan, you should know that Shulchan Aruch Mayri Shakash Lahunach Alamita Lashem Shchiva. The Mechaber is discussing a case where this kash was not placed on the bed for sleeping purposes. The Ihunach Mibodyon Lashem Shchiva, because if it was placed from before Shabbos for the purposes of sleeping, soon this Talak Mimenu Shem Muksa Bechomokom, because then for sure the Shem Muksa is removed from it because you designated it for sleeping. So Katan Lamed Beis Menano Begufa, you're allowed to move around the kash with your body. Kedei Shiei Tzof Erach Lishkov Alav, in order that it should be more fluffy and soft for sleeping on it. Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, we said, but if you placed a pillow or a cushion on the kash from before Shabbos, that itself made it not mukta. Hainu afilu im lo chasha behed yo lishkav alav. This placing the pillow or the cushion takes it out of the category of mukta, even if you did not think explicitly that you're going to sleep on it. Chashvinan ayidei maisa zo ki ilu chasha. We consider it through this maisa as if you thought that that is going to be used for sleeping. V'im chosha behedya, in the opposite case, if you thought explicitly that it will be for sleeping, mahani afilu below karva keses, then it helps to make an amukza even without the placement of the pillow or cushion, kamo shekosav ramalak, the Ramah writes. Sekotan lamadal v'chem im choshav, and so too, if you thought about using it for sleeping, pirish, afilu hinicho lahakash alamita b'stama, even if when you place the kash on the bed, you did it stam with nothing in mind, v'achar kachishev alav, and then you only thought about using it for sleeping afterwards, that also is going to be good enough. So any of these ways, do you put the pillow and cushion on from before Shabbos without thinking, you thought before Shabbos that you're going to use the straw for sleeping, or you thought even later that you're going to use it for sleeping, not at the time that you put it on, but if that was all done before Shabbos, that also will take it out of the category of muksa. In all those cases, it will be mutter. Let's see now the very important note number 32, that explains why is there a chiluk, that the halach is by tiltul min atzad, when you're moving muktzah with another item, it's only permissible if it is l'tzarach davar hamutter. But when it's tiltul begufo, you're moving it with a part of your body that's not your hand, that's mutter afil l'tzarach davar ha'asr. So says note 32, ubetama davar shemekilum yoser betiltul begufo, and the reason why we're more lenient when it comes to tiltul begufo, explains since one of the reasons, and we saw this in the Hakdama to Simen Shinches, the Hakdama to Muktzah, one of the reasons why Chazal asked Muktzah is to prevent the person from doing Hotza'a. If you're moving less things around, you're less likely to carry outside. Because if it would be permissible to move around any item in your house, you're going to come to also carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. Like the Gemara in Beis says, Umuva b'mishabur el b'akdama l'simen shinches. Lachain, therefore, kishem shilagabe hotza eno chayev kishemetalto dover begufo velo biyadov. So just like when it comes to hotza, which is the ikar halacha, that's the issa daraisa, you're not chayim daraisa when you carry out the item with your body without your hands. Kevan she'en haderach lahotzi kach hafeitze mirishus l'rishus. That's not the normal way to carry items out from a house to outdoors through body parts without your hand. So hu adin linya muktzah? Since muktzah is only there as a geder for hotza, so if by hotza the din is that it's not going to be chayiv if it's not in your hands, so the same thing is true in muktzah. Lo neser letalto kisheino ochazo biyado elo mezizo begufo shelo kederach teltulo. It's not going to be usher midin muktzah moving it with a different body part if it's not with your hands, since that's not the normal way to do it. To summarize, Shlomo Zalman Arbal says that since muktzah is a geder for hotza, and hotza is only usher if you carry it out, it's only chayiv if you carry it out the normal way that you would normally carry it out, which is in your hand, not with your body parts. So too, when they aser muktzah, they only aser muktzah if you move it in the regular way and not with your body parts. V'hosef shom, and Shlomo Zalman adds on, Shemitam ze kozav mishabura leel. Based on this svara, we can understand the mishabura earlier that says she'asu letaltel nal muktzah. If you have a shoe that is muktzah, you're not allowed to move it. The example brought of a shoe that was muktzah, shenifsaka ritzuasa chitzona, the outer strap snapped and ripped, so that shoe was considered muktzah. So we said over there it's also to move it kishi agabe raglo. We said it's also to move that shoe if it's on your foot. Sharei zuhi derech teltula. Again, the normal way to be chayav for hotza of a shoe is while it's on your foot. That's the normal way. So mameila, the isur muktzah will be when the shoe is on your foot as well. V'nechshav hadover ketiltul biyadayim. That's called tiltul biyadayim. So even though normally tiltul begufo is mutter by muktzah, but if it's a shoe, since the muktzah is really a geder for hotza, and you'd be chayav an hotza of a shoe on your foot because that's the normal way, so mameila by muktzah as well, that will be usur if the shoe is on your foot. V'chein le'idach gisa, and so too in the opposite direction. V'gabe yeshiva agabe charoyo shodeka. When it comes to sitting down on palm branches, we learned earlier shemuter la'sheves alein. You're allowed to sit on palm branches. Afal pishem izizam biyeshivaso. Even though by sitting on them they are moving. The reason is kevan she'enu mezizam biyadayim. Since you're not moving it with your hands. V'hainu, that means to say, sha'afa pi sha'derach lahazizam biyeshiva, so even though it's totally normal to be moving the palm branches when you're sitting on them, mikomokom ein zen nechshav ketotol biyadayim, that's not called moving muktzah with your hands. Me'achar she'ein regilim betotol kazel l'tzarech hotza'a. Again, says the Shlomo Zalman, since the isser of muktzah is a geder for hotza'a, the way you'd be usher by the palm branches for Chatzos, carrying it out with your hands. So even though by sitting on it, it would normally move it, and you might think it's the derech, it will not be asur midin muktzah, because muktzah is based on Chatzos. Chatzos is carrying it out with your hands, so muktzah is only going to be asur with your hands. When you're sitting on it and moving it with your body, it's not considered tiltul bidayim, and it will be mutter. One other very, very important point in this note, and that is the last paragraph of note 32, where the Chazon Ish argues on this mishabura. V'Chazon Ish kasav shelo huter tiltul muktzah begufo elo kishemitaltelo derech hilucho o derech tashmisho, as opposed to the Chafetz Chaim, who seems to say that total begufo is mutter stam, the Chazon Ish is more machmir, and he says we'll only matter total muktzah begufo if it's derech hilucho or derech tashmisho, meaning through your regular walking, your regular use, so it's on the way, so then you can move it aside with your body. Ach lo ba'ofen sheniker shakol kavanas pu'ulaso hilatzara total muktzah. But now when it's recognizable that your whole intention in your action is only for the purposes of muktzah, you have something on the side and you go bedafka to the side, where you weren't going to go to move the muktzah with your foot, the Chazon Ish holds that's not allowed. If it's on the way into your house, there's muktzah on the way, so the Chazon Ish says you can move it aside, but you can't have a nicker in your actions that you're going out of your way to move the muktzah, so he limits this heter of tiltul begufo. The Mishabur does not make that limitation, and it seems to be that according to the Chafetz Chaim, this tiltul begufo that's mutter, even the tzar davar ha'asur, would be even to go out of your way to move the item with another body part besides your hands. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Siv Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.